Of course, what marked out the mystics of the 17th century was the fact that they were God-centred, not man-centred. Their whole lives were drawn into a centre that was Christ himself. They knew the blessedness of living in heaven on earth. They knew the blessedness of being fully the beloveds, of mature love, if you like. So the journey that we are undertaking here is one of love. We're going from immature love through faltering love, hopefully, to love that is maturing, to the place where he no longer is grasped by the maiden, but she is held by him, as we looked at the first time, the first day, where his desire is towards her and she knows it. She is restored to the proper place, the creator-creature relationship, instead of the creature trying to dictate to the creator what she wanted. She becomes the bride of an incredible king. And she knows that she's now fit to reign and rule with him. She's now fit to be yoked to him in the work that needs doing on earth. And her will becomes his will as they mingle together as one. It's simply God's plan from the beginning. Union. That's why he gives us the example of the marriage relationship, that the two may become one. That's where we're headed. As he puts the desire in your heart to really become one with him, one in desire, one in heartbeat, one in work, one in function, one in love. God bless you.